Welcome to it. This is the path we've chosen. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Friday, the 13th, September 13th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. The United States is now producing more oil and exporting more oil than Saudi Arabia. Stick that in your Green New Deal and smoke it, which is okay, but remember, vaping is bad. Number two, debate night in America, in Houston, Texas. The sparks flying for the 10 Democrats who made it to the stage for debate number three. The big buildup for the direct fight between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Is it there? We'll find out. But first, number one, explosive news on the fallout from the bogus Russia investigation. First, it appears Rod Rosenstein did, in fact, try to convince folks to wear a wire to use the 25th Amendment against the president. And even bigger today, Andy McCabe on his way to facing prosecution for his role in investigating President Trump. Yes, Andy McCabe in the hot seat now. Big news. The debate much more fun. We'll get to that. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We'll get there. Right now, though, U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe. That was an exclusive to Fox News as it broke yesterday. McCabe, the former deputy and acting director of the FBI, appealed the decision to the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to Jeffrey Rosen, the deputy attorney general. But he rejected that request, according to a person familiar with the situation. Now, the potential charge relates to the DOJ inspector general finding against him regarding misleading statements concerning a Hillary Clinton-related investigation. This is a very big deal. A source close to McCabe's legal team said they received an email from the Department of Justice, which read in part, "The department rejected your appeal of the United States Attorney's Office decision on this matter. Any further inquiries should be directed to the United States Attorney's Office." What this means is that Andy McCabe is now in the hot seat for what Andy McCabe did. He could be the first domino to fall. Andy McCabe could be the first domino to fall. He was recently hired, by the way, no surprise, as a paid contributor of, you guessed it, CNN. Andy McCabe on the payroll at CNN. And by the way, critics mocked that when it happened. Here's a guy who was, we'll say, neck deep in everything that happened in that Russia investigation, involved in all of it, all aspects of it. And then defined in the end when he was terminated from his position prior to retiring. He spent 21 years with the FBI and became the acting director when James Comey was fired. He is the guy that took over for Comey, as you know. Last month, a source close to the process revealing that McCabe had a target on his back because of the Justice Department Inspector General's findings. Well, he didn't have a target on his back when he started. He had a target on his back because apparently he was, what is that term? Oh, breaking the law. Andy McCabe was breaking the law. Then Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired McCabe March 2018. After the inspector general found he had repeatedly misstated his involvement in a leak to the Wall Street Journal regarding an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. The IG report faulted McCabe for leaking information to then Wall Street Journal reporter Devlin Barrett. That happened October 30, 2016. The story titled FBI in Internal Feud Over Hillary Clinton Probe. The story written just days before the presidential election focused on the FBI announcing the reopening of the Clinton investigation after finding thousands of her emails on a laptop belonging to her to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was married to Clinton's aide, Uma Abedin. You remember all of this now? All of this garbage falling back out. Andy McCabe on the hot seat, as he should be. As he should be. And like I said, that's just part of it. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch says that Rod Rosenstein wasn't being sarcastic. It wasn't some kind of a joke, this whole idea of wearing a wire to trap the president to try to invoke the 25th Amendment of the United States Constitution and try to drive him out of power, says it wasn't a joke at all. In fact, I'd like to go to bite number five here. We have Tom Fitton talking about what happens to Rosenstein next because of the information that just tumbled out about him. Bite number five, go.
When you look at the materials, you see Rosenstein saying that, hey, you know, we're hopeful, we're successful in preventing people from talking about it. They changed the statement from a categorical denial, Rod Rosenstein's direct statement, from a categorical denying that discussions about the 25th Amendment did not take place, to a less categorical denial. So you have this confirmation that, A, they were talking about the 25th Amendment, B, quote, he was sarcastically talking about wearing a wire in the President of the United States. And you have to remember, Sean, those discussions involve three topics: wearing a wire, invoking the 25th Amendment, and what else? Appointing a special counsel. And we know the special counsel was appointed.
Is it getting warm in here, or is it just me? Is John Durham in the building? Where's John Durham? Where's William Barr, the Attorney General? Those are the questions that should be concerning to Andy McCabe and Rod Rosenstein now. That sound you're hearing are those chickens coming home to roost. You hear that? That's what's going on. You see, when you play dirty and you play across the line and you break the law, it may be a very slow process, but usually the justice system grinds it out. And it looks to me like it's grinding it out now, slowly but surely. Nothing in the law happens quickly. Esquire Bob taught me that. Nothing happens quickly, including getting a phone call back, but I digress. I just go there sometimes. But the point of the matter is, Andy McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, James Comey, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, all of them are going to be held to account. Now, does that mean there's going to be charges filed against all of them? No, of course not. But they are going to be held to account for what they did. And it's going to be put out there for all to see, because that's what the left has demanded. And right now, the big argument on the left is, well, is there impeachment going on, or is there not impeachment going on? Jerry Nadler and those on his Judiciary Committee say, yes, impeachment's going on. Nancy Pelosi says, well, no, it's not. What, we're playing semantics and games here. The fact of the matter is, for a formal impeachment inquiry, there has to be a vote by the entire House of Representatives. It has not happened. Why? Because they're trying to create political cover for everyone. They're trying to straddle the fence. Let me explain what I mean. In districts like the one that I live in, that was won by a Democrat, Alyssa Slotkin, in 2018 by a very narrow margin, it's a district that voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Well, they're trying to give cover to people like Alyssa Slotkin by saying, no, we're not going after impeachment. No. We're just, making sure everything goes on. But in other districts where the base wants red meat, absolutely we're going after impeachment. You see what Jerry Nadler's doing over there? He's going after impeachment over there. It's BS is what it is. It's trying to have it both ways. And when you try to have it both ways, usually everybody loses. What's happening right now is the Democrats are losing. They're losing the argument, and they're losing the battle. And right now, if I were to set a bet, my dollar is on Republicans to retake the House and add a Senate seat in 2020, plus, of course, retain the White House. It's because the Democrats are overplaying their hand. What have they accomplished? They've been in charge since they were elected in 2018. What have they accomplished for you, for me, on any front? The answer is nothing at all. They've obstructed, and they've investigated Trump. Big failure. Back after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, Save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.